Blog Talk Radio.
To Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes. How they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Hello and welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is Patrice D. Johnson. She's an author, speaker, and life strategist. Thank you, Patrice, for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Melissa.
I'm excited to talk to you about your amazing journey. When I was reading your bio and realized how long you have been doing this, with 30 years in business, that's where we're going to start, because I know that you've had much success in that 30 years, but also know it wasn't picture perfect, and I'm sure there were some struggles and some challenges, some circumstances along the way. How have you been able to keep going despite all of the stuff that's been going on, including the successes?
Well, okay, so Melissa, thank you so much for having me here at Let's Talk. I've got to say, for 30 years, first when you said 30 years, even though I know that the bio, I sent it to you, right? But I'm thinking, when I think of 30 years, oh, how fast time passes, how fast time will actually exit. And it makes me think about the beginning stages of when I made the decision to become an entrepreneur. I made the decision to own my own business, and I made the decision to step out. Well, let me tell you, it wasn't an easy decision, yet it was a decision that I wanted so greatly. But I've got to say, what started the process for me was me being pregnant, 5 months pregnant with my child, and really wanting to be the parent to be able to be in the midst of her life as she grew up. I didn't want someone else seeing it. I didn't want her to always be sitting with a sitter or being in an environment or a place, but because I was at a corporate, in a corporate job for the majority of the day. And so it really centered around me making the decision to be a mother who was present and really engaged in their child's life from the perspective that I could have.
Well, you know, Patrice, you said a couple of things that I think will help so many people is you were pregnant, but you still wanted it bad enough. I say to people oftentimes, one way to get over the circumstances and the challenges is how bad do you want it? So you wanted a better life, a different life for your daughter, even though you were pregnant. And I guess that could have been an excuse, right? Say, you know what, I need easy, I need guaranteed, right. I'm going to sit back. But instead of using it as an excuse, you used it to push you to get you to where you wanted to be. So that's amazing to me. Okay.
Yes.
One of the things I realized about you is that you care about your community, and you want to give back into your community. A couple of times a year, you have events where your organization do give back to the community. Why do you feel it's important, regardless of the level of your business, regardless of your journey, to just give back?
You said the words right there, giving back, because being in a business in the community, it takes the community to support the business. And so I believe that it is morally right, as well as being a child who loves God, like we all say that, right? And we are supposed to be our sister's keepers, our brother keepers. And so with doing that, when we find that when there's a need in the community, that same community that we as business owners seek to do business with, we too should also look for ways that we can give back to that same community. So for me, that's why I just believe that it should be reciprocated. And it's my way of showing my appreciation and gratitude for being able to be a business and being a business owner, having a business and being a business owner for 30 years in my community.
I think that's wonderful. Well, I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about your book, The Beauty to Being Restored, which was released in 2020. And it has changed lives and will continue to change lives because it's such an impactful story. But what was for our audience to get to know you a little bit, tell us the inspiration behind the book and if you've always wanted to be a writer or if that was something that came along that you didn't expect. Share a little bit about that with us.
Oh, gosh, I'm going to tell you this. This book has been a catalyst for me. This book is a catalyst. I believe that in every business, there is something that catapults you to a next destination. And so for me, this book truly has been that. It has evolved in so many different ways. And the initiative of it came from me actually working through my emotions, my feelings, my thoughts about what I was experiencing in my life. I'd actually just come out of a very toxic divorce. And coming out of that divorce, it brought me to a place in my life that I really needed to evaluate and make some true assessments of myself. And what I came to the realization of was that I had allowed myself to be denied myself, which meant that I lost who I was in the midst of dealing with all that toxicity. And so the book was actually formulated simply from me walking out the process of finding out who I was again and coming in touch, beginning to get in touch with that individual, in touch with me. And the way to do that was to talk to the one and only who's always been there, which was God. And so it was my way of releasing my thoughts and actually charting my course, so to speak, on the process. But doing that, Melissa, not knowing that I was writing the book, I was just simply writing. Writing has always been something that I desired doing when I was in school because, I mean, I'm not that I would write a book, not that I would become an author, but just writing. I always wrote letters to my friends, long letters. I'm not talking about 1-2 pages. And then I always had this thing about writing. So I never knew that it will evolve into where I am today, to where it would have helped me to release some of a lot of what I was experiencing. So a lot of us call it journaling. So for me, instead of me just writing it down in a book, I was actually just simply typing out my thoughts, typing out certain things, and then I would go back and read it and realize what I did, and then I would begin to put prompts at the end of each session to get me to get deeper into those different emotions so that I can truly make the transformation that I needed. I needed some healing. And that's where the book of The Beauty to Being Restored came from. It's a book that truly helps you to tap in. I like to call it a reflectional devotional because it's a book that you can actually take and you can read through it really quickly, but you're not going to get the full essence of what it's designed to do for you by doing so.
So it's a great book. It's a great book to read through and then go back and reread so that you can get what's there for you to get. I think it's just amazing that you you put your journey, your thoughts on paper, and then it's helping not only you, it helped you heal, but it's also helping everyone who picks it up now and reads it to the heart. So that's the amazing thing about it for me. And I want, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Our guest today is Patrice D. Johnson. She's an author, speaker, and life strategist. Patrice, this show is all about facing your challenges, facing your circumstances, but continuing going towards your dream or your destiny that you're trying to get to. What challenges as a female entrepreneur or as an entrepreneur, because you've heard me say many times, being an entrepreneur is not easy. It's hard. You have to want it. But what challenges have you had to face as a female entrepreneur, and how have you been able to overcome them?
Self-talk, you yourself. And what I found is that working with my tribe, that a lot of the things that we've dealt with have been the thoughts that we have about ourselves concerning ourselves. And mm-hmm. and also the level of expectations that we put on ourselves. We are our hardest critics, and mm-hmm. we can be the worst critics for ourselves. And so one of the main challenges I dealt with was dealing with me, you know, making sure I didn't set limited beliefs on myself, mm-hmm. making sure that before I got started on an idea that I was thinking, that I didn't shut myself off before executing it. Or and the major thing is really believing that you have something to offer, that you have something mm-hmm. to offer. That was the greatest challenge, is believing that you have something to offer.
Absolutely. And one of the things that jumps out at me that you just said is talking myself out of it before giving it a chance to happen. Oftentimes you have this big, great idea, and it doesn't work immediately, and then you just talk yourself out of it. So that is a huge point that you just made. Thank you for that. Okay, let's talk yes. about TBWS, The Beauty Within yes. Speaks. The mantra mm-hmm. is Queen Celebrates Queen. Share with us what you mean by that and what is TBWS?
Oh, my gosh. TBWS is The Beauty Within Speaks. And TBWS is truly about what you said. Our mantra is Queen Celebrate Queen, because that's exactly what we do. And we do that by understanding, by helping every woman to embrace their queenship as they walk through the roles, the many hats that they carry in life, and being able to do that while they are bosses at the same time. But there's a level of queenship that queens actually understand. And so our environment in TBWS is to create one that is conducive for queens to rise in such a level of place of where they felt that they have dumbed themselves down simply because of trying to remain humble, right, so to speak. Nothing's wrong with being humble, but don't allow that humbleness to stop you from being the best version of yourself. So with Queens Celebrating Queens, that's what we're about at TBWS. And so we create that environment. And right now, TBWS is having our first exclusive retreat. And we're excited about this environment. We're excited about the queens. We're excited about what's there. And most people, when they have retreats, they are great. These retreats are great because they involve a lot of people, a lot of fun. TBWS retreat is about the queen. It's about her. It's about the releasing of her in a way that she's never done before. It's not about fun. It's about an experience.
Wow, that is amazing. And actually, that led right into my next question, which is what is happening in 2023 for Patrice? So you just shared with us the Beauty Within Speaks retreat. This is the first one. So I guess when you, at the end, share some contact information, how they can get more information about that. But what else is happening in 2023 that you can share with us today?
Okay. Well, TBWS is also having we'll be having some brunches. Also, there's going to be a new, a new edition of the Beauty to Being Restored. Also coming out with it would be the logbook with it. So the logbook is designed to go hand in hand to actually help you to go through the processing to make sure that it's not something that you go through really quickly with the book, that you can really get what it is that the book is designed to help you to receive and to open up in such a way that will cause you the things that you have that have been holding you back to be resolved within you and then being in the presence of you and God, because that's what it's really all about. And so it's a way that when you get through with the logbook, you're going to be able to go back. You're going to be instructed to go back and read it and read what you saw, read what you wrote, read what was revealed, and watch God begin to manifest more into your life as a result of it, because that's exactly what happened to me. I am a living testimony of what the Beauty to Being Restored has done.
Wow, this is going to be an amazing year for you, Patrice Johnson, and I'm excited to be a part of your journey and to see everything that's happening. I would like for you to offer some final words to our audience to encourage them to keep going despite the circumstance.
Yes. So to keep going, I would say to stay connected. Stay connected with individuals, people that are going where you're going. And a lot of times we said that and we understood that. But the problem has been is that you really don't know where you're going. So you've attached yourself to people who you thought were connected in that place with you, and only to find out that you questioned it all. So now it is, once you make an assessment of who you are, really figure out who the queen is, who she is, so that she can best be served, is to then be able to identify those that you're to connect with, those who are part of the tribe that would actually enhance who you are, and you all work together. So that's what I would have to say. Stay connected, but first know what the queen needs, know who the queen is, and then connect with the queens who are going in the same direction.
Oh, wow, that's good. Thank you so much, Patrice, for being here today and sharing your amazing journey with us, and we look forward to seeing so much more happening with you and your organization. Let our audience know how they can stay connected with you and get more information about what's going on with you.
Yes, please. You can definitely reach out to me at linktree/Patrice. Okay, that's one of the ways. And then you can also reach out by email to tbwsretreat@gmail.com. Okay, as well as reach out to me on social media at Patrice D. Johnson. You can find me on all social media platforms with that tag.
Well, thank you again to our guests for being here today, and thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.